Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're seeing the radicalization of the Republican Party in real time. My hope is that the sensible, logical wing of the Republican Party will gain power. Unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be the case. And so we're seeing a more extreme, more dangerous Republican Party right now.
You don't say. Goodness gracious, whatever shall we do?
I think it's pretty, unless something very odd happens, I would say that it is pretty much over, but...
You should be thanking me for liberating you from your world of loneliness and isolation.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I don't want lunch. I want breakfast.
I eat no for breakfast.
We stop serving breakfast at 11:30.
Have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
I've heard all of those things many times over the course of my career, but I didn't listen.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Been a miserable weather weekend, hasn't it? It looks like it's November. In addition to being cold and wet like November, it looks dark. The clouds are so thick.
My father yesterday, we had a birthday celebration for him. His birthday was Saturday. Happy birthday, Dad. And he was out grilling on the porch. He said, you should not be able to see your breath on Memorial Day weekend.
No, you should not. I agree. Hey. 844-500-4242. We have a request. It is a holiday, so we'll play requests. Someone wanted to hear the line. We've been playing it for a year now from Bananas, and this is when the crazy guy takes over in the dictatorship of San Marcos and just starts issuing these ridiculous demands and these regulations And it just reminds me of what's been going on for the last 15 months, now thankfully coming to an end, but not quite there yet. But here it is from Bananas, a movie by an early Woody Allen movie, I think from 1971.
All citizens will be required to change their underwear every half hour. Underwear will be worn on the outside so we can check.
You don't think Charlie Parker and Janet Mills and Phil Murphy and Andrew Cuomo would like to make you wear your underwear on the outside so they can check? 207 says there's a banner over a road in Portland, Maine saying stay the course, wear a mask, wash your hands, and stay 6 feet apart. It went up after the new CDC guidelines. Whatever happened to following the science? That's the big question now, isn't it? What happened to following the science? All right. 844-500-4242. If dangerous strains come back, you're going to eat serious crow. Do you really think they're going to be serious? I mean, they may come back, but are they going to be really serious? Seriously, are they going to be serious? I mean, I've never heard, when they keep talking about all these people that are not still wearing masks, even though they're vaccinated, they're saying what about a breakthrough? To me, a breakthrough was always a good thing. It was when you came up with a vaccine, for instance, or a cure for some dread disease, or a new way to market something better, or get a product to market more quickly. But now a breakthrough for these people, for the cult of the mask, is a new mutant or variant that'll enable them to keep wearing the mask and stay hidden in their houses. And bring back the social distancing signs on the floor. Time now for the chump line.
In the words of Kamala Harris, enjoy your 3-day weekend.
God, she is so dumb. I mean, we got some cuts from Biden today. He's lost, as always, but she is just not very bright, is she? And her staff is not very bright. This is why she has this big turnover. I mean, how'd you like to be working for somebody that dumb?
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Today is Memorial Day, in which we, the fact is I don't remember. Huh? I wrote it on this cue card. Oh, we remember our war heroes, like Dick Blumenthal, Tom Harkin, Quentin McHale, Ernest Bilko, Robert Hogan, Wilton Parmenter. Hey, if I give them the Medal of Honor, will I get to meet Wrangler Jane? I mean it.
Let's have a Biden cut here at this point. Cut two. This from this morning.
You know, America's been forged in the battle and the fires of war.
In the battle and fires of war. Is that Basil Rathbone that he's talking about? The guy who played Sherlock Holmes? The Trump line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, taking this brief moment out of our day to remember and give thanks to those who paid the ultimate sacrifice defending our freedoms. May we always remember the true meaning behind this holiday, and may God continue to bless the United States of America.
That wasn't rain all weekend. That was Charlie Parker's tears.
Well put.
Biden's giving more money to the CDC, you know, the Center for Democratic Control.
That's what it sometimes seems like, isn't it? 661 says, hey, Howie, it's 106 degrees dry heat in Bakersfield, California. Well, we could use a little bit of that. I don't know if we could use 106 degrees, but we could sure use about 50 of those degrees right about now.
Oh, Karen, you better run and hide away, because the government now says we can throw these damn masks away.
Yeah. You know, we were talking last week of Bob Dylan, the great song, A Thousand Telephones That Don't Ring. Now I have everybody has 1,000 masks they don't need. I got a bunch in my bag, not 1,000, but I got about 4 or 5, and I never wore them.
The reason fatalities from the flu are so low is hospitals with higher COVID deaths got more dough. If you died of the flu, by the time they were through, it's certain that's not what the record would show.
Hey, exactly. How about the people who drank themselves to death, who fell off motorcycles going 80 miles an hour, who got a couple got shot to death in Colorado, and they were listed as COVID positive.
Oh, I heard it through the Trump line. Biden's mind works only half the time. Hunter's smoking, Cheesy's telly's blind. And the moon bats have all lost their mind. Howie, howie, yeah.
Let's have another Biden cut. Cut number one.
He did not only die at Gettysburg or in Flanders Field or in the beaches of Normandy.
Normandy. Never heard that word mispronounced.
Maybe he was thinking Arnold Palmer iced tea and got him confused with Greg Norman.
Normandy. All right.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, so because she was in D.C. on January 6th, AOC said she was in combat? Well, if that's the case, then my empty Coke can beanie should earn me a Purple Heart. We're going to be fine.
Not just a Purple Heart. I mean, you actually got... Allegedly, you got beamed with that. I mean, you should get a bronze star, if not a silver star.
1944, 18-year-old stormed the beaches of Normandy to an almost certain death. 2021, 18-year-olds need a place because words hurt their freaking feelings.
Right. And they like to bring their stuffed animals with them wherever they go. Even if they get in the first job or their second job, whatever, they need that stuffed animal. Apparently, I thought when the publisher of the New York Times brought a stuffed animal around, I thought, this guy is one sick puppy. But apparently he was just ahead of his time.
Perhaps the reason Bernie Sanders likes it so cold in his hotel room is because he's always feeling the burn.
I didn't get around to that last week. I still got that clip in my stack of stuff. I'll try to get to it this hour. Bernie's list of demands for his hotel rooms, and he used to be slightly chagrined when he took the private jet, but that gave way quickly to a, as you might expect, a feeling of complete entitlement. He owed it to himself to take the private jet.
Yes, Howie, this is Jimmy Stewart calling. I'm so glad this mask mandate's gone away. Well, I was getting so bad that Harvey the Rabbit was wearing one.
Not a rabbit, he's a puka. It's a mythical Celtic being. One of my favorite movies, Harvey.
I just watched it for the first time this year.
Really? You
I
like
loved it?
It?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really a good movie.
Had the original Maytag repairman in it.
That's right, they did. I come to think of it. It was the attendant at the insane asylum.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. If that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The chump line, if you didn't hear your message or you want to hear more chump line messages every weekday evening, you can go to Chopped Chumps. We post them every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Get your Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, taking this brief moment out of our day to remember and give thanks to those who made the ultimate sacrifice defending our freedoms. May we always remember the true meaning behind this Memorial Day holiday, and may God continue to bless the United States of America.
That wasn't rain all weekend. That was Charlie Parker's tears.
Yes. As the old song goes, the tears of a clown. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get your $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Backstrong Chair. Sitting is the new smoking, and you are sitting now more than ever. Give your back a break like I did and order one today at backstrong.com. Use discount word Howie and save $100. That's backstrong.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Dr. Fauci still have a job by the end of the year?
I'm afraid he will, yes.
40% say no.
Okay. All right. So Joe Biden has struck again at the oil and gas industry. This time he is invoking the Endangered Species Act to protect the habitat of the lesser prairie chicken as opposed to the greater prairie chicken. The bird's range overlaps the oil and gas-rich Permian Basin. The southern population of lesser prairie chickens is about 5,000, and they live along the New Mexico-Texas border, and they are considered endangered. And the oil and gas industry is sounding the alarm, as if there already isn't a big enough alarm with the Keystone Oil Pipeline and the ending of the new oil and gas leases in the Southwest. In 2014, Fish and Wildlife Service named the lesser prairie chicken a threatened species, but that listing was overturned in court. This is sad. Taylor, this is going to break your heart. The lesser prairie chicken population has gone from millions to about 27,000.
They must taste really good.
Why are we worried about lesser prairie chickens if we still got plenty of greater prairie chickens? I don't understand that. Wouldn't greater prairie chickens be more valuable as food?
It's like affirmative action for chickens.
I guess. Book reveals Bernie's hotel demands king-size beds and 60-degree rooms. He preferred, this is a new book that's out, his comfort memo, according to The Battle for the Soul, Inside the Democrats' Campaigns to Defeat Trump by a guy named Edward Dash Isaac Dover. He preferred suites with bathtubs. Well, he is 80 years old, right? So, I mean, he's more of a bathtub guy. And a king-size bed, which had to have a down comforter or another blanket in the closet. He preferred that the extra blanket be dark blue and made of cotton. He's concerned about the color of the blanket? Okay. He required the room be kept at 60 degrees, even if it meant opening a window in the winter, manually overriding the hotel's climate control system. Again, no wonder he vacationed in the Soviet Union. I'll bet every room in the Soviet Union, even in the premier's on the Black Sea, was probably 60 degrees.
Blah, 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 blah.
They had to stay inside the room with the window open, the aides, to get the temperature down if it wasn't there. The hotel rooms were also required to be stocked with green tea with honey. Oh, how Vermont is it? And Gatorade, that's not very Vermont. That's Joe Biden-like. And assorted nuts. And he loved.
That's Vermont-like. A lot of assorted nuts in Vermont.
Oh, there sure are. They've all moved in from New York, like Bernie and Ben and Jerry. According to Dover, the author, while Sanders was initially sheepish about using a chartered campaign jet, he got a kick out of not worrying about being late for a flight that couldn't take off without him. Remember when didn't he get angry at somebody? And was it 2020 or 2016 with some student in California said, if you're so concerned about the environment, why are you taking a private jet? This was in California. He said, you expect me to take the bus back to D.C.? Yeah, he got really angry and nasty.
I was woken up from a very deep sleep by some little kid who promised me a zillion, cadillion, a billion times it was known that brought about a strange change in my DNA. And now I have become uncontrollably a monster who's going to eat up little kids and wake me up.
What the hell is that from?
That's Bernie.
But when? What was he
that
saying?
That was during the campaign. I'm not sure exactly when it was, but actually I can find out. It was, 2020. It was the morning of the Democratic nomination.
Sanders developed such a taste for flying private that his staff crafted a memo detailing the minimum requirements for any plane trip Sanders took beyond his regular flights to and from his home state of Vermont. Couldn't be too cramped, couldn't get too bumpy. How the hell is he supposed to do anything? How is anybody supposed to do anything about whether it's bumpy or not? Lord, 844-500-4242. Let's see if there's anything else here. No, that's enough. That's enough stuff. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Remember the picture of Bernie getting on the wrong private jet shown on Tucker Carlson? That was my buddy's flight. He got on the wrong private jet? Who was it the one that got on who hid behind her aide when she was coming off? Well, that was, Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian, was hiding behind an aide when she got off a private jet. We'll take some calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So ABC, quote-unquote, news is one of the most left-wing of the major mass media alt-left outlets. And one of their reporters is Jonathan Carl. And he said something really crazy yesterday. I guess he was on with Stephanopoulos, another Democrat operative with a press pass. But listen to what he's talking about, the lab leak theory. and how nobody believed it when Trump said it. Cut 18.
And yes, I think a lot of people have egg on their face. This was an idea that was first put forward by Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, Donald Trump. And look, some things may be true even if Donald Trump said them. And there was, because Trump was saying so much else that was just out of control, and because he was, making a frankly racist appeal, talking about Kung Flu and the China virus, his notion that put forward that this may have, or that he said flatly that this came from that lab, was widely dismissed. But actually, there's some real reason. We don't know, by the way. We still don't know. We absolutely don't know. But now serious people are saying it needs a serious inquiry.
You mean like you, Jonathan? You're a serious person. Jake Tapper, another Democrat operative with a press. Stephanopoulos, Chuck Todd, all Democrat operative. These are the serious people. Serious people are saying this now. Oh, okay. Mike Pompeo is not a serious person. The president of the United States was not a serious person. Joe Biden's a serious person, though. He's very serious. Cut three.
Struggle for posterity, prosperity, and progress.
Posterity, prosperity, and progress. Posterity. Struggle for posterity.
I mean, either works, but we know that one of those words was not there on the teleprompter.
I'm thinking posterity was the one that was not there. I'm thinking. Cut. And we've talked about how he has gotten into the habit of dropping the first syllable of words, even words that only have two syllables. He drops the first syllable. Cut four.
When the rule of law applies equally and fairly to every citizen, regardless of where they come from, what they look like. Excuse me.
The rule of law applies equally. Cut five.
Democracy begins and grows in the open heart and the impetus to come together for a common cause. And I might know parenthetically, thank you, Taps. That's what you do. And that's where we'll be preserved.
What? What was that all about? I don't understand that.
I think TAPS is an organization that runs these ceremonies on Memorial Day. I could be mistaken.
Oh, I know what TAPS are, but thank you, TAPS. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he meant to thank the Marine Band. I don't know, but he thanked a song.
I don't get it, but there's nothing new there, right? Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie, I just want to let you guys know that half of Massachusetts was up here in Maine riding dirt bikes and four-wheelers out this past weekend with no masks, and everybody was smiling and cutting up and having a good time. I just want to say thank you to the veterans who gave us the opportunity to do
Amen.
What we did this weekend. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for saying that. And again, we thank everybody. We thank the veterans among us. We thank the veterans who are not among us, who are, we remember them specifically today here on Memorial Day, who gave their lives. They gave their tomorrows for our todays. 844-500-4242. I'll tell you, we're talking about having to get a vaccine. This is a story that's just out. More than 100 employees at Houston Methodist Hospital have filed a lawsuit against their employer for requiring all staff members to receive a COVID-19 vaccination in order to keep their jobs, saying COVID-19 vaccines are experimental and they don't want to be guinea pigs. The 117 employees argued in a complaint that it's unlawful for their employers to require them to take the shots. The plaintiff cited a letter included in the lawsuit from the CEO and president of Houston Methodist, that's the hospital, Mark Boom, who allegedly directed employees to, quote, please see the HR policy that outlines the consequences of not being compliant. Compliant. Boy, there's an Orwellian word, isn't it? Compliant by June 7th, which includes suspension and eventually termination.
Your papers, please.
Speaking of German accents, the lawsuit was filed by Jared Woodfill, a Houston area attorney who told ABC News that the Houston Methodist mandate violates the Nuremberg Code of 1947, obviously written after World War II, written after the fall of the Nazi regime in
Your papers Germany. Are not in order.
Here's another example of the way things are breaking in this society now with the double standards. Did you see this with American Airlines? The new booze policy for American Airlines? This is amazing. American Airlines has announced that due to the surge, the alleged surge in passenger misbehavior on airplanes, the American Airlines will delay selling alcoholic beverages this summer to main cabin passengers. That, in other words, those of us who fly in steerage, which is most of us, due to the uptick in bad passenger behavior in recent months that includes refusing to wear masks and several assaults on flight attendants. American Airlines told crew members, they're out of Fort Worth, by the way, that it won't reintroduce the sale of beer, wine, and spirits to main cabin passengers until federal government officials drop the mask mandate aboard aircraft and airports. The mask mandate is currently set to expire September 14th.
That was going to be my poll question suggestion for you today. Should airlines permanently ban the sale of alcohol? It seems like a very 60s era thing to still be doing in 2021.
Selling alcohol?
On a plane, yeah.
Well, I actually thought about this.
With no way to get off and you're serving people booze. What's the goal there?
But most people can handle it, you know?
Except those that can't.
I thought about this as a poll question too, and my question would have been, should first class people be allowed to buy booze or get booze if the people in the main cabins can't get booze? I don't think so.
No, they shouldn't. No, either booze or no booze.
Yeah. You can't have double standards here. I know that the message of the last 5-6 years has been, we do have double standards, you know, one for Republicans, one for people who work, and another for the ruling class, for the deep state, for illegal aliens. Ruling class members can relax, though, says Thomas Lipson, an American thinker. Those who come up with the money for business and first class seats are apparently exempt from the booze ban, presumably on the theory that the better class of people, the carriage trade, as they used to say, can handle their liquor better or are more obedient to the pseudo-scientific mandates emanating from their ruling class brethren. For the moment, Delta and United, the other two members of the Big Four oligopoly, still permit onboard liquor sales, a highly profitable source of income. That is so wrong that someone who has the money for a first class ticket can get a drink, but you can't get a drink, or I can't get a drink. It's ridiculous. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Mr. Howie Carr, the captain.
Yes.
I've listened for a long time. I really appreciate your show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I have three things. Now that I heard the airline thing, I'm flying to California tomorrow, and there's no liquor on board on American Airlines. Oh, my God.
Well, only if you're not flying first class, Paul. Why don't you upgrade for another couple of grand so you can have a drink?
I can't. And I lost my upgrade. I changed my flight because the travel plans changed. But anyway, is Kamala Harris the dumbest VP, the most atrocious VP we've ever had?
I would have to put her right up there. I mean, would you put anybody close? I mean, Spiro Agnew was crooked, but I don't think he was as dumb as she is.
She is awful. And her Veterans Day tweet is awful.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Joe Biden, the dumbest president we've ever had, ever.
Yeah, he is the dumbest.
Vote for this guy.
I don't know. Did you see he got his remarks on Saturday at the Veterans Day ceremony in Wilmington, Delaware, his hometown? He got 81 million votes, and he had 7,300 viewers for his live YouTube performance. 7,300 appearance. And there were five times as many thumbs down as there were thumbs up. But he got 81 million votes, remember. Thank you. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, just a real quick comment in passing. I just walked into Hannaford in Chelmsford and Drum Hill in Chelmsford, and they've got the flag flying at half mast.
Right. No, that's, yeah, that's.
Can you believe that?
Well, no, that it's Memorial Day. That's why.
No, no, but Memorial Day, we all know what Memorial Day is, but when I went in and I asked the woman that runs the place, I said, why is your flag at half mast? She said, oh, George Floyd.
You're
and
kidding.
And I said, are you freaking kidding me, George Floyd? I said, do you know what day it is? And she had to think about it. And I said, it's Memorial Day. I said, you should be proud of that flag. You should be flying 20 flags out there, not one at half mast for some career criminal.
I know. It's... Oh, man. The flags always fly at half-mast on Memorial Day. That's the way it is. Thanks for the call there. 844-500-4242. 413 says, can we not serve booze to Gerald Finneran? Look up Gerald Finneran airplane. I'm not going to get into it, but it was a memorable incident, and it occurred in the first class.
Is this
class.
A Gropey Baker story?
It's disgusting in a different way. It involves bodily functions. I'll leave it at that. Gerald Finneran, I believe, is his name. But just look, Finneran airplane. Gerard Finneran. You got it. Okay, that's all. I'm not going to say anything more. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you is take your Raycon wireless earbuds with you. They're great for any trips you make, whether you're going to a workout or your workplace or just to have a walk around a bike path or the woods, whether you're at the beach, whether you're at the lake, anywhere where you go, you can enjoy your music or your podcast by yourself, not bother anybody else. Get a pair for your significant other, for somebody in your family, or for somebody you even work with whose musical or podcast tastes do not correspond to yours.
I didn't let the rain stop me from using my Raycons this weekend. Did some work out in the garage, refinishing some furniture that we have, and I put the Raycons in, and it was a joyful task.
What were you listening to?
A lot of 50s and 60s doo-wop and easy listening music. That really puts me in the mood. It brings up my day.
Like UK's 1950s music, like I listened to.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff. I mean, and again, that's an acquired taste that Taylor and I have, but a lot of people don't like Patti Page or Rosemary Clooney or Jimmy Sacca and the Hilltoppers. So you need. That's why you need Raycons. Whatever you like. Someone else is not going to like it, so that's why you need the Raycons, and they're great. A pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great, and they feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And what's also great about them is they have a battery life of 24 hours. That means you can take them anywhere for days and probably not have to worry about recharging them, unlike the other brands that are out there. Wherever you go, they're an absolute must-have for your daily grind or for your vacation when it comes up. Listen up. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
Vancouver, Washington. A man was killed Thursday morning in East Vancouver while he was apparently attempting to steal a catalytic converter from a car. The man was seen on surveillance video around 2 a.m. jacking up a silver Mercedes parked in the car in the shop's parking lot. The jack tipped over and the car fell, crushing him. The owner was hoping to catch the suspect in the act Thursday morning, and when he approached the man under the car, but he noticed he wasn't moving. 5 hours later, a rigor mortis was probably beginning to set in. People often steal catalytic converters because of the precious metals inside. According to the owner, the man had three or four of the parts in his car already. Wow. Federal court blocks Biden plan to only give COVID help to women and minority-owned restaurants. This is a good news. The Biden administration had said they were going to give COVID assistance only to women and minority business owners under the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. Actually, they were going to allow only women and minorities and veterans to apply first, and white males would have to go to the back of the bus, so to speak. But the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, two Republican appointees, voted 2-1 against an Obama appointee to enter an emergency stay blocking the Biden administration plan to use racial preferences to give out money. The Biden administration had already received 149,000 applications from women and minority owners of restaurants totaling over $29 billion, which was more money than had been allocated. So there wouldn't have been any money for white male restaurant owners. The two Obama-appointed judges involved in this case, first at the district court level and then at the appeals court level, made it quite clear that as a constitutional matter, they had no problems with the government making policies that prefer one race or class of citizens over other races or classes of citizens, right down to the question of which groups will get money and which groups will not, where the only dividing line between them is race or gender. And Biden was all in on it. He didn't care. Remember Molly Tibbetts? She was the Iowa college student that was murdered by she was jogging and this illegal alien tracked her down and grabbed her and killed her in a cornfield. And he was tried and claimed that a masked men had actually done it, even though he'd confessed. So he was found guilty on Friday night. ABC's evening newscast, this was a horrible case involving this illegal alien, just a classic illegal alien murder case. ABC's evening newscast gave it the story 20 seconds. CBS was the only network to give it a full report. NBC Nightly News, that's owned by Comcast, or as we like to say, Chi-Comcast, to completely ignore the story. Just like ABC, CBS refused to call the murderer an illegal alien, although at least they called him undocumented. Undocumented. The CBS's anchor called him an undocumented farm worker. NBC refused to report on the guilty verdict. However, they did on the Friday night newscast when the night the verdict came in last week. They reported on an emotional reunion between an abandoned boy brought over the border illegally and his mother in Texas. NBC did cover Tibbetts' case, Molly Tibbetts' case, on their website. The murderer, the illegal alien, was referred to as a farmhand. A farmhand. I'm Howie Carr.